Oh shit. Okay, yo, Sharon, I gotta ask you a question. I gotta get this off my chest, okay?
Go for it.
This is not related to the topic at all, by the way. Who did you tell me that plays the lazy Peter Parker in Spider-Man?
Jack Johnson, Jack Johnson.
Jack Johnson, huh? Who is Jack Johnson?
Jack Johnson's the guy. He's in like he was in well, the last movie I remember seeing him in was Tag.
Let me just stop you right there. The dude's name is Jake Johnson, not Jack Johnson. Because
Oh my God.
because you told me it's Jack Johnson, and I thought it was Jack Johnson, the musician Jack Johnson. And I got so
Oh,
psyched.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
So basically, this is me getting back at you for the whole Michael B. Jordan thing. Shout out to Gunther, man. Shout out to Gunther. Well, Gunther told me. It was Gunther's fault, dude. Because she told me, and you called me, and you were like, "Who the hell is Michael Jordan's dad, or who's Michael Jordan's son, or whatever?" And I was like, "The Michael
Look,
Jordan, the
told me.
basketball player." And then you were like,
Yeah.
"No, yeah, this is me basically trying to straighten your ass out by who the fuck is Jack? It's Jake Johnson." What is up, everybody? It is your boy Safe, and I'm here with my friend Sharon, my good friend Sharon. No, I'm kidding. And today's topic of discussion is the future of dot dot dot, and the three dot dot dots are the future of we're just gonna talk about the future of Indian TV shows. We're gonna talk about the future of parents, like how like what this generation, what type of parents this generation will become. And then the third one was the future of fast food in general, not restaurants, fast food in general. So freaking the future of Indian TV shows, my guy. So currently, I don't know what the state of Indian TV shows is right now. I think Indian TV shows that are not on TV, that are like Netflix and Hulu and all, are heading in a great direction. Like, because I feel like, because like, okay, not okay, because not only are their stories like amazing, like what's it called it, have you seen Mirzapur? I hated like some of it. A lot of it was great. A lot of it was shitty. Acting was amazing for the most part. And then there's also Sacred Games, which is like
I watched that. That was pretty good.
Vivek Khan was a little bitch in that movie, in that show, but like ever other than that, he was great. I don't know if you remember the show. He's the worst guy. It's like he's the
He's
worst. Like,
the least like efficient police
yeah,
officer.
and he's the worst at like sneaking up on people. He gets
Yeah,
caught
he's
all the time. Which is so funny. He's like, I'm gonna sneak up on these people and like see them, and then he gets hit in the head with a fucking like
this
jackhammer.
I don't know if this is gonna, I don't know if this is like
Offensive alert.
offensive alert. Please hold your like horses, but just listen to this. If he was a police officer and like he needs to sneak up on people, I don't think his turban's like a dead giveaway. Like imagine him like creeping down and like trying to be not seen, and his like turban's just sticking out over whatever.
Turban makes your head look a lot bigger than it is, right? So when you're peeking through when you're peeking
Exactly, that's what I mean.
at someone, you can see this like this turban pop out of the wall. Obviously you're gonna get fucking caught, dude. Like you gotta be stupid. Like I mean like okay, by the way, no offense to like all those sick people,
Yeah,
freaking love you.
sure. Here's what I want to say. I ideally, like, I hope that the whole like online platforms and all of that kind of gives room to have like all these weird and like crazy ideas like go out there. It doesn't matter if they're R-rated or not, but it'll just be like better to like advance like Indian TV shows to become more mainstream. And so I hope that happens with like this whole Netflix, Hulu, and all that jazz. I hope that happens, but I feel like it's not going to, just because of like if you see the history of like Indian TV or whatever. I mean, just general history. I don't know a lot about it, but like Doordarshan's been here for like ages or whatever, and then Sony Max and Star Plus. But it's literally been there our whole lives, which is like 20, 25 years or whatever, and I don't see it going away without a fight. And I really don't see it like being just washed. I feel like you still have your shitty themes of like the 80s where it's like, oh, my bahu is like this and my daughter-in-law is like this. And oh my god, your rotis are not circular in shape. And wow. Like the most progression they've made in Indian TV shows, not this is a very ignorant point of view, but you know that scene where like the husband tells the wife, oh, just clear out my laptop of all the things, just clean it up. Clean up my puts it on the clothesline, and I'm like, what?
I feel like I don't see like all this online content replacing like none of this, like, you know, like Star Plus, Sony, and all that shit. Because, yeah, we don't have a shortage of aunties in our
country. But here's the thing. This is what I think will most likely happen. I feel like, to get in on the action of the whole streaming service thing, all these networks, Star Plus, Sony, your fucking Colors or whatever, all these people will try to release their own. Like, I think Hotstar is already out. You'll have a Star Plus streaming service or something, and it will be there just so they can start competing with like the market, even though they don't really have any competition from Netflix and like all these other things. But what I'm trying to say is, like, imagine a show like Sarabhai versus Sarabhai, right?
Yeah.
Or sitcom or whatever. If something like that came up, or like types of shows like that came up on these streaming services, then all of a sudden, like, they'll be forced to start competing with the streaming service. Like, in that battle, if they're not able to cut it, that's where I think it'll be, like, that's the only way I see, like, streaming services overpowering all these networks. But otherwise, I don't think it'll happen. There's no way you're going to replace an auntie or an uncle with his newspaper and chai, like, watching the news, auntie with, like, her cutting board and vegetables cutting while watching. You can't replace that. That's parampara. That's tradition.
No, so, I agree. Yeah. It makes sense, yeah. Yeah, because, like, when you said that, like, I meant, because, like, I never thought about, like, these shows being on, like, an online platform because, I don't know, aren't you saying forever to, like, you know, change their Facebook status? Like, why the fuck would they, like, you know, download, like, fucking Hotspot and, like, so, like, okay, because, like, okay, when you see all these, like, Ekta Kapoor TV shows, like, fucking Kiki Sazi, all these trash Indian TV shows, it's, like, it's the epitome of trash, but Indian aunties, like, they love it. And not only Indian, like Pakistani aunties, all the, they eat that shit right up. They love it. And no matter how like unrealistic or how many times somebody comes back from the fucking dead on the TV show, like these aunties will fucking, you know, watch that TV show religiously. They'd be like, when I was a kid, I remember there was a riot apparently in India because some main character died in a TV show. And I think yeah, and like all these aunties, like fucking, like, I don't know if it was a riot, but there was a protest. And they were like, bring him back. Bring this fucker back. Like, he's like, you know, he's our fucking, like, he's our Ryan Reynolds. He's our Ryan Gosling, please. I swear they had to bring him back. But what I was trying to get with this, with my point was that I will see like Indian aunties like downloading like these like big, like, you know, these websites or like these apps that like these Star Plus people or like whatever people might have to like make to compete anytime soon. I mean, I think it will happen eventually, but I like the way things are going so far. Like, you guys stay in your like TVs and like the younger generation, like, you know, we'll stick to our Netflix and Hulu and whatnot.
Right? Okay. Well, let me ask you this question. Let's say, you know, streaming services die and you are stuck with Indian TV shows in the future. What do you think it's going to be like? I don't know. My hoverboard going to be washed, or my electric shoes going to be like, you know, short circuited in the laundry? Like, what's the deal?
India's future in general? Like, cause like India's weird, like, mix.
Wow.
Like,
we're getting really, quintessential. Wow. I don't know how to say that word.
Cause like
quintessential.
Okay.
I'm getting this visual of like, let's say 10 years into the future, you're watching a TV show, and obviously it's the same setup where it's like a giant mansion and there's stairs from both the sides. And then 10 years later, they're figuring out, like, you know, like the, like one of the sas or someone, like the mother-in-law has like a VR headset on 10 years later. 10 years late, they're just figuring out how to use VR headsets, and they're like, wow, I didn't know the world can be so clear in 720p.
But they're probably not going to lose the sexism, and they're going to be the aunties, like, you know, like, VR set is like teaching her how to cook some dish.
yeah. It's like, beta, if you don't know how to make your rotis round, here's your, put on the headset, and then the headset is going to help you get it perfectly in the circle. Obviously, you know what? It's gonna be like it's the same setup, but just with more technology. Like you'll still have like a self-cleaning or like a dishwasher or something. I don't know, like a self-cleaning robot or something. But then you still have to have the Kamwali Bai with her like Jadu, who's going through the house. And then there's gonna be, oh, why did Kanta Bai take my spoons away? And she's such a, she's always stealing shit from our house. It's gonna be the same shit, I feel. This is such a terrible way to describe India, but like.
Or maybe Rambu Kaka is gonna turn into like fucking like Robot Kaka or something.
Oh, yeah.
Rambu Kaka 2.0 or something. Let's talk about fast food first. Yeah, okay, fast food in general is heading in a great direction. Maybe not in Dubai. Jeez, I am so sick of their delivery prices. What is up with the 7 dirham delivery price, baby? I am sick of it. The delivery charges is too damn high. I'm starting a new campaign.
Hashtag delivery charges are too damn high.
Yeah, I love that. I feel like... in the future, like, fast food, like, it's just going to be, like, super fast food and hopefully healthier. I don't know. But I feel like
that whole movement of going healthy is just, like, a... It's... I mean...
Fad?
It's just a phase, you know?
You think so?
Humanity just needs to detox for a bit and get over a break. And the moment like they're kind of over, they can just go back to their shitty boyfriend lifestyle. Whatever. Yeah.
And I feel like when it comes to like fast food, because when I think of fast food, I don't think about fast food like the food changing. I'm talking about like delivery and stuff. I feel like they're gonna try to like leave no room for human error. There's gonna be like robots and like drones and shit delivering our food, or there's probably gonna be like a huge tube, like a long ass tube that's gonna be connected to our house.
I like the tube idea. I really like that. I feel like in like, let's say not in the like the current architecture of like a city, for example, is not gonna be, but like imagine like the newer buildings that are coming up, maybe like it's got like if you can't have like it fly from your Pizza Hut to your house in a tube, I'm sure you can like just have it like delivered from like the ground floor. Like you don't have to, well, you know what, the guy can come up the fucking elevator.
Now that I think about the tube idea, I don't know how it would work out, because if this tube was in India, it would be infested with fucking rats, dude. if you think about it, it's gonna be a new plague, dude. It's gonna be a new plague. Shit.
To be like France all over again. No, but then the thing is,
fucked up. Oh shit! Carry on.
But the second most probable thing, if this was in India, would be it'd be like people would like in the night just like steal it off and then just boot like sell it off at like the at some point some teenage boy is just gonna think, oh, I'm gonna decide to stick my wiener in there and just mess with people's food and just piss all over.
Yeah, that's probably that's very possible. On like rainy days, like your food will be super soggy. That's hilarious. But
why is India the way it is?
I swear, why is it
not a shitty country. It's just someone with this is how I'm gonna describe India. It's India is like a person with like the most perfect body, dressed in the shittiest clothes, with like the worst haircut, the worst beard, and all they have to do is like get their shit straight and clean up their act, get better fitting clothes, and trim their nails, and it's good.
Here's the thing, you're right. I completely agree with that. But I think this is what happened. India was a great looking person and was had their life together, everything was straight, but then they made a really shitty friend named Britain. They came and they scammed the shit out of India. India wasn't an abusive relationship with the UK.
India like met this dude, like, you know, really nice new dude, like very like his name was Simon, yeah, and he was really nice and they were things were going good, and then, you know, Simon became really abusive and all that jazz. And you know, India went through like a rough breakup. But the thing is, India's been moping around and crying about that shit for the last 70 odd years. And it's time to, like, you know, it's that hand needs to come up, you know, the friend's hand who's gonna, like, hey man, let's go for some beers and get your shit straight, and then we'll clean you up, and then you gotta get back out there, gotta start working out again. Yeah.
But India's busy, like, pushing away all the people, like, all the people, all his neighbors. India's always fucking with Pakistan, India's always fucking with Sri Lanka, India's always fucking with, like, Bangladesh, India's always fucking with China. Like, fuck all y'all. But
India's been going through some mental health issues, and India just India's what is it has like a is addicted to drugs now or something, and it's just
India just needs to get on some Zoloft or something and just, like, you know,
it needs to go to the what do you call that needs to get into therapy and just needs to India just needs to go to rehab.
Yeah, it needs to check itself into a rehab. And we're done shitting on India. So we were talking about fast food, dude. How the hell did we get here? So yeah, fast food. Okay, let's not talk about fast food in India, but let's talk about fast food in general, across the world. Hopefully, a lot more healthier. Hopefully, like, these, like, big organizations like McDonald's, Burger King, and all these people will have the government will have, like, more.
I foresee one of these, like, big giants, McDonald's, KFC, Pizza Hut, just go through like a huge lawsuit where they have to, like, lose like $20 gazillion, and because of that, like, it kind of just domino effects into, like, all these chains. I don't see anyone sitting down, but I do see them course correcting to make the same product. But less shittier, maybe because of being more expensive, some of them die out and, like, lose business. I think, and the problem with, like, the healthy foods now is, okay, first of all, who the hell wouldn't want to eat healthy food? I guess the taste is a thing where, like, fried food is great and, like, it tastes amazing. And these companies have, like, spent years just perfecting their craft of, like, how to make you, like, you know, how do you say, just from the moment you, like, pass by their logo or their brochure or their poster or their store, like, you're literally tuned, like, you're conditioned. So they've got a head start, right? They've got, like, a 30-year head start on how to, like, make you come to them and eat their shitty food. But I feel like with this whole wave of thing that I still think is a fad, I feel like the one thing they have to do is try to capitalize on this movement, like, this whole trend now, and then perfect the craft of, like, how do you make, first of all, your food, what do you say? Like, the health benefits are there, right? You've already bought in some of the people who are looking for that change. They just need the taste to, like, I feel like, okay, this is what I see. I feel like they're going to have, like, these alternatives, healthier alternative to KFC, like fried chicken or whatever, which still kind of tastes like fried chicken, but it's healthier and it's better. And I feel like that's, someone will come up with that soon. Like, there'll be a breadcrumb version of, like, a fried, I don't know, chicken strip or something, which will just taste much better in the future and more healthier. I'm sure they'll figure that out. So I feel like with time, food will become cheaper to make in terms of, like, healthier food will become cheaper to make, I feel. And if they're able to figure out how to get you conditioned and, like, hooked onto that, then it will be successful. But otherwise, I don't think fast food is going anywhere either.
Yeah. You know what? I feel like, fuck it. If fast food is not going anywhere, it's going to stay the same. I don't care. I just hope they make healthier food cheaper, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Healthy food is fucking expensive.
It is.
You gotta be rich to be healthy, dude. Shit.
That's true. That's true. It's honestly, if you go to like in America, you can find like, I don't know, what are these farmers markets or whatever, and then they're cheaper, kind of. But like the rest of the world isn't up there yet. And the point is, it is like much more expensive to be healthy, which is why even these people know that they know you have no choice because you're a cheap bastard and you're gonna go eat their food. And I feel like the moment someone comes up with a way to like kind of beat the head start that they have and like kind of reach the same level as these other guys are, like until that doesn't happen, like you're not gonna, you can't beat them. Like the prices need to drop, I guess.
True.
But yeah, this is nothing to do with the whole topic, but this had nothing to do with food delivery. But yeah, how do you think food's gonna get delivered, dude?
Tubes. Oh no, I'm kidding.
They're gonna figure out a way to not the replace the guy who has to come up and deliver it to you. I feel like the whole, you know how like there's Uber Eats and stuff, and like in Dubai and the Middle East, it's literally the same motorcycle person who's gonna deliver it to you, but like in America it's like people can also like pick up your food and like deliver it. But
yeah.
But what I think is going to change is like they're going to try to replace that person with something. I don't want to say a robot, but it's going to be, I don't think it's going to be a robot. No, I don't think it's going to be a drone, because imagine New Year's Eve, people ordering food and there's drones flying everywhere just delivering.
Yeah.
Food. That'd be chaos. I don't think drones are practical.
They're not.
I think it'll have to be some sort of a vehicle. Like, you know that Amazon thing where it's like a carton that's just on wheels and then it's just delivered to your package. But again, that too, I don't see it being super practical. I don't know, dude. What do you think?
If they can send a rover to fucking Mars, dude, I'm sure they can figure out a way to deliver food with just fucking, like, you know, these...
What do you think of freaking, you buy like a box with like a kit and it's got like a DIY KFC bucket or whatever, and then you can just do it yourself and just do it at home and then get the same result? I feel like that would be a huge possibility.
That's not fast food then, though. That's like, do it like I'm gonna, like, okay, you get, you send me the ingredients.
No, it's, imagine it's like a microwavable pack.
It's powder that you pour on the plate and you add water and you microwave it. It's just like when you open it, it's like a fucking, like, it's like chicken. I feel like people are gonna be lazier in the future, so they're not gonna wanna give a fuck. They're not gonna wanna, like, you know, do that even more.
When you order food, you're still waiting for it for 40 minutes at least. Might as well pop this thing in the oven. Yeah. Bake it like it's done. I don't know. I don't think KFC would ever reveal their shit, though.
Yeah, they would never reveal their shit. Neither would McDonald's or any of these.
This is kind of turning into this argument where it's like corporations versus like indie startups and all that. Like, it's the same thing with the fucking TV shows and stuff. And then the parallels are extremely similar. Because the thing is, I don't think corporations are gonna. Nobody's gonna be like, yeah, you know what? Fuck all this making money business. Let's just give away our profits for no damn reason, just so we could save. I don't think anyone's doing that. Now,
yeah.
Even if the company was built on those like principles and stuff, these companies have been sold to their share. There's like multiple shareholders. People who are looking in for their next $400,000 bonus, like, I think it's just gonna get worse from this point. I'm saying this today. Today is March 31st, 2019. I'm gonna say the world is gonna get so much more. If you think it's shitty now, I think it's gonna get much shittier soon. What a nice, hopeful message from over at the Anthony Podcast.
Should have ended the podcast with that. But I guess this is a good segue to like parents of the future, which is going to be like, you know, our generation. Like, what the hell kind of parents are we going to be? And
okay, I can't speak for the generation, but I know all of us, you, me, like all our friends. I feel like most of us are very nice, like mannered people, and we will have well-mannered kids who are going to be, you know, just like us. We're going to have values and principles that we will pass on, and it'll be great, perfect. But
Langston's going to have the most annoying fucking kids. Dude. I feel like our kids will bully the shit out of Langston's kids, for sure.
That's assuming Langston gets married and has kids.
There was one time I watched this, I saw this TED Talk. I remember he said that the only way, or something along the lines of, the only way to have a successful, like humanity to be successful and, like, you know, keep going on, is if we start worrying about the next generation, right? That's really, like, you know, kind of fucking fading away. Because not a lot of people, like, really give a shit about, like, wanting to raise a family. Back then, okay, yeah. There is the argument where people are like, you know what, so all, this is all like societal expectations, you know, I don't really want to get a job, I don't really want to like get married and like have kids, like why the fuck do I have to worry about this shit? What I'm trying to say is, I feel like now people are becoming more of like, you know, I'd rather stay single, but that mentality is really taking over like this generation. I feel like the whole like worrying about the next generation like part is like really like taking a hit in the fucking face and like fading. And it's but yeah, tell me what your stats were. Sorry, I just wanted to finish my point.
Yeah, no, I was so apparently, like, you know, from like the 80s, not the 80s, like early 2000 or like late 90s, like the teen pregnancies were like fucking skyrocketing or whatever. And then apparently now, like this generation, like they've dropped like drastically, right? And so on one hand, people are becoming more conscious of the fact that, you know, it's not a joke. If you're having, you know, if you're having sex, it has a very real possibility to lead to something like this. And you can't just do it without thinking or using protection, et cetera, et cetera. But then on the other hand, people are like, we can just do that, use protection, and then just fucking, we don't want to deal with having children into our late 30s or whatever. And so it's kind of like a... kind of like a weird like balance or whatever, and it.
No, I get that. I understand. I mean, like, I feel like teen pregnancy is still an issue everywhere, but I mean, the rates might have dropped. But I feel like it's not even just the teen pregnancy thing. Like, it's all about like, because like I feel like back then, everybody hates their fucking job. Okay, there's not one person who's like, oh my god, I love my job or whatever. I mean, even if there are people, like, more power to you, but, like, I feel like 70% of the people in this world hate their job. Back then, people just sucked it up, and they're like, you know what, I'm doing it for my kids. Now, people are just like, you know what, I'm just gonna, like, get through this week and get fucked up on the weekend. And, like, not only that, like, people in this generation have, like, a lot more, like, issues than, like, people back then had. Like, fucking, like, dude, rent is so damn high.
There's another thing. So, back in the day, people, like, the working class would like be more conscious of saving money, and now it's like paycheck to paycheck, man. Like,
but like sometimes, yeah, it's not even like, even if like this generation tries to save the money, it's hard. It's so hard. Yeah, it's like, true. First of all, food's expensive.
Oh yeah,
living's expensive. Healthy food,
and then you can't even be healthy, and then you're gonna die soon. Ugh, what's that point? I'll just get shit faced on the weekend, and then yeah, I guess that's the attitude.
Yeah, just like, you know, try to forget your problems, or try to forget like thinking about the future by getting shit faced on the weekend. That's basically what this generation has, like, so many fucking, like, you know, they were born with so many like restrictions and so many like issues that like the old generation didn't. I understand that.
And then, but all of a sudden, when there's so much freedom, everyone's like, let's fucking go crazy. Like, things have become so much more accessible. Like, you know, back in the day, you had to go out with your friends. You know, you needed your parents to drop you, and now you just fucking take an Uber, get there, get anywhere. Like, the way you can waste your life has become more convenient now than it was before.
People are just so much more open to, like, people just know how big the world is, I feel like. Like, look, there's the world that we live in, and then there's, like, the online world, which is, like, I feel like 10 times bigger than the world that we live in. There's just so much,
that's
like,
so profound, dude.
Our world is just consists of, like, the cultures, like, our friends, like, whatever. But, like, the internet is, like, thousands of so much information. Like the internet is basically the whole world now. And, like, our world is, like, you know, like, a tiny, like, the tiniest bit of that. But people see that there's so many different options. There's so many different things. Like, there's so many different, like, you know, ways to go about life. And there's not just one way to go about life. It's just people are going, like, haywire. There's so much option and such less time. They're just like, fuck, do I even have time for a family? Do I really want that? Like, do I even, like, you know, do I even, like, I don't know. It's just, it's, there's just.
Everyone, you know what? I'm going to add to that. I feel like this is from, like, personal experience as well. I feel like, you know, like me, like if I'm in a routine, like now I'm in a routine, right? I go to work, I come back, I have a set amount of hours that I have to myself, and I want to do what I want to do in that time. Even like, I've faced this before. Like if I was seeing someone at the time or whatever, there have been, even though I enjoyed the company of this person at the time more than anything, right? There have been moments where I'm just like, oh, dude, I just want to sit and watch my own movie. I don't want to deal with this person. You know, it happens. You're like, you need your own kind of this thing. And then that's what I feel like. If you can't handle one person, what are you going to do with, like, when you have so many more responsibilities and stuff? It's going to be crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. I hope I don't sound sexist when I say this, but I learned this in psychology. I feel like men deal with it a lot in a lot worse ways than women do, because in psychology we learned that, like, once a woman has a kid, there's like this switch in her head that just goes off, and she just like, you know, this child becomes everything to her, just everything in the world. Like she lives for this child, you know, like you know, like no need of the husband anymore. You can go fuck right off. No, I'm kidding, but like, this child is this woman's everything. I remember in psychology we learned that, like, men don't have that for the most part. Like, a lot of men do love their kids. Men do want their offsprings to, like, you know, thrive. They you know, like, they coach from the, like, from the sidelines. They don't. Moms are the real players of the game. You know, dads are very important. Okay, dads. I wouldn't say dads are, like, not important. I feel like they're just as important as mothers. Okay, maybe that. Yes, they are for sure.
Yeah, they're equals. It's a matter of, I guess dads can just turn on and off the thing.
That's true. That's a really, yeah, I agree. Dad can turn it off and then, like, you know, distance off and, like, you know, get lost in their, like,
no,
TV show.
I guess what it is they can only turn it on whenever they want to, and then it's default off.
It's always, like, you know, constantly ticking, like, what the fuck are my kids doing? Where are they? Oh, my God, they better not be, like, you know. Like, I see it in my dad. Like, my dad's, like as funny as it is, like, if I'm ever, like, out late or something, and, I don't know, this is kind of funny. It's very unrelated. But I don't know if your dad does this, but, like, my dad, if I'm out late, and it's, like, 1 or 2, and my dad calls me, and he's, like, where the hell are you? Mm-hmm. I'm, like, Dad, I'll be there soon. And then my dad's, like, you know I can't sleep.
Yeah.
You know I can't sleep if you're not home. And then I come home and my dad's, like, snoring. That always happens to me, man. Like, I joke around with my dad about that all the time. Mother would literally be awake, and she'd be like, you know, like, counting every second, like, when the hell are you gonna be back? But hopefully, I mean, I pray that the future is gonna, like, the future, the parents of the future are gonna be great, and the next generation is gonna thrive. But it's just that there's so many issues that, like climate change. Mm-hmm. Climate change happening. Is the future gonna get here, dude?
That should have been the opener to this. You know what I think? You know what I think? I feel like this, of the three things we discussed today, I feel like parenthood is the only topic that kind of transcends time. I feel like you've had outliers to the norms of society at any given point in time. You've had them, like, at any point, like, you know, there, you know, even if there was, like, let's say back in the day, Indian culture was really restrictive and strict and all that, you've had outliers back then, people who were kind of, who understood the importance of freedom. And I don't think time has a factor of, I don't think time has a major factor in how parenthood will change, but I feel like it's more of like your, like the experiences, I guess, in the world. And like, if I guess things do become shittier, which I am predicting, and it's March 31st, 2019, and I'm saying it right now, the world's going to get shittier and shittier. Because things have become so much more shittier, parents might become more protective to kind of make sure nothing happens to their kid. Like, because imagine if, like, the freaking, like, carbon dioxide and all these harmful gases in the air start, like, really getting into, like, skin, like, lung diseases and stuff like that. Parents are going to get more and more, like, they're going to regress back to, like, the olden times where they were, like, very, like, protective of their kids and didn't let them go out and stuff. And it's going to shift again. The whole technology advancement will have nothing to do with it, because parents, like, it's an attitude that they can, like, change with, I mean, I feel like parenthood does not depend, like, it has nothing to do with, like, time and, like, the progression of time. Like, it'll, literally anything could happen and it could just flip the entire, like, tide from one side to another, and technology or, like, time or the future will have nothing to do with it. Like, I don't think, that's the one thing I feel like you can place at any point in the history of, like, life, and you'd be like, oh, parents, like, parenthood didn't change in any way. Like, it was, like, time didn't have anything to do with it. It was just, like, circumstances of the environment, I guess.
That's deep.
And do you get what I'm saying, though? Like, does it make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Us having this dialogue kind of, like, gets into point number three, which is, like, I don't know if the rest of the world goes to shit, but we're going to be good parents, say. Not with each other, but, like, exclusively.
Yes, we would make great friends with each other. No, I'm kidding. I really hope so. I really want to someday, inshallah.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for listening, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. And I loved this topic, dude. This was really interesting. Much love, and thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
See ya.